Welcome, welcome, everyone. This is your host at Writers ER, greeting you on this bright day for another episode of Dissertation in 90 Days. A big shout out to all our PhD learners tuning in. I'm thrilled to have you here with us. Today, we're diving into a topic that's the backbone of any research project, yet often veiled in a bit of mystery: methodology. Why is methodology so crucial in aligning with your research aims? You might be wondering. Well, let's unwrap this together. I want to start with a story that I believe sets the stage perfectly. Imagine you're on a journey to climb a mountain. You have the destination in sight, but the path you choose to get there, whether it's the scenic route, the challenging steep path, or the well-trodden trail, will deeply influence your experience and success. Your research methodology is much like choosing that path. It's not just about reaching the top, it's about how well the journey aligns with your goals, strengths, and the very essence of what you're aiming to discover. In today's episode, we're going to delve into the world of research methodologies. We'll explore different types, discuss how to select the one that fits your research like a glove, and I'll share some practical tips and tricks to help you implement this in your work. Whether you're just starting your dissertation or looking to refine your approach, this episode is tailor-made for you. So grab your notepads, or if you're on the go, just tune in and let's begin this enlightening journey together. All right, friends, let's get into the heart of today's topic: understanding your research aims. It's like setting the GPS before a road trip. You wouldn't start driving without knowing your destination, right? The same goes for research. Clarity in your research aims is vital. It's the guiding star for your entire project. Think of it this way: if your research aim is fuzzy, your methodology will be too. And a fuzzy methodology leads to, well, let's just say, not the strongest results. Now, how do you articulate your aims effectively? It's more than just saying, I want to study climate change. You need to be specific. What about climate change? Are you looking at its impact on coastal ecosystems, or are you exploring sustainable solutions in urban areas? See the difference? Let me give you an example. Imagine a researcher studying dietary habits. A broad aim would be, I want to study dietary habits. But a clear aim is, I want to explore how adopting a plant-based diet affects cardiovascular health in adults over 50. Notice the difference? The second one is specific, focused. Here's a practical tip. Write down your research aim. Then challenge yourself to narrow it down. Ask why or how to make it more specific. Keep refining it until you can't narrow it further. Another exercise is explaining your research aim to a friend outside your field. If they get it, you're on track. If not, you might need to clarify it further. Remember, simple doesn't mean simplistic. It means you've distilled the complexity into something understandable and sharp. Clarity is power, my friends. It'll make your research journey focused and your destination reachable. Let's dive into the world of methodological approaches. It's akin to an artist choosing their medium, be it paint, pencil, or digital tools. Each has its unique qualities and is suited for different artistic visions. In research, we have three primary mediums: qualitative, quantitative, and mixed methods. First, let's talk about qualitative methods. Imagine you're a detective seeking to understand the deeper layers of a case. This approach is about exploring the why and how of human behavior and experiences. It's rich in detail, but not focused on numbers. The downside? It might not provide the broad, generalizable data that some research requires. Next, we have quantitative methods. Think of it as using a telescope to look at the stars. You get precise, measurable, and often large-scale data that can lead to statistically valid conclusions. It's excellent for testing hypotheses or measuring variables. The catch? It might miss the nuanced, subjective experiences that qualitative methods capture. Then, there's mixed methods, a combination of both. It's like being a director of a documentary, blending interviews, qualitative, with real-world data, quantitative, to tell a complete story. This approach can give a more rounded understanding of your research question, but it can be more complex to manage and execute. To bring this to life, consider a researcher studying social media's impact on mental health. With qualitative methods, they might conduct in-depth interviews to understand personal experiences. Switching to quantitative, they could then survey a larger population to see how common these experiences are. Mixed methods would blend these insights, offering a detailed yet broad view of the impact. Think about your project. Which of these approaches feels like the right fit? Are you leaning more towards detailed stories, hard data, or a blend of both? Reflect on this and maybe jot down your thoughts. In this segment, we're focusing on aligning your methodology with your research aims. It's like fitting a key into a lock. The right fit unlocks success. Let's break it down. Tailoring your methodology to your aims is crucial. If your aim is to understand people's experiences, qualitative might be your go-to. But if you're about measuring variables or testing a hypothesis, quantitative could be the answer. Mixed methods, best for when you need both perspectives. I've seen some brilliant examples in past dissertations, like Jane's work on educational methods. She used qualitative interviews to get teachers' insights and then quantitative methods to measure student outcomes. The result? A comprehensive understanding of the impact of different teaching styles. Now for a practical exercise, start by listing your research aims. Next, ask yourself, what do I need to find out to achieve these aims? Is it personal experiences, measurable data, or a combination? This reflection will guide your choice. But here's the most important part. Believe in your ability to make this choice. You're not just a researcher. You're a pioneer exploring new territories. Yes, it's challenging. But remember, every big discovery started with someone deciding to take that first step. You have the tools, the support, and the passion. Trust in that. Be bold in your decisions. Your research journey is unique, and the methodology you choose is your way of navigating it. Have confidence in your direction, and remember, we're here to support you every step of the way. Let's chat about something crucial: common pitfalls in selecting and applying methodologies and how to steer clear of them. Think of this as your personal map to avoid research roadblocks. One common mistake: choosing a methodology because it seems easy or familiar. It's like using a hammer for every home repair. Sometimes you need a screwdriver. Match the tool, your methodology, to the task, your research aim. Another pitfall is not adapting your methodology when your research evolves. Imagine you're painting a room and realize the color doesn't work. You wouldn't just keep painting, right? If your research takes a new turn, be ready to adjust your methods accordingly. How can you avoid these pitfalls? First, be open to learning new methods. It might be challenging, but it's often necessary. Second, keep reviewing your research aims and methodology. Ask yourself, is this still the best fit? I recall a student, Leo, who started with a purely quantitative approach, but as he delved deeper, he realized he was missing key insights that only interviews could provide. By shifting to a mixed methods approach, he captured the full picture, and his dissertation was a success. Remember, research is a journey. It's normal to make adjustments along the way. Now, moving on to our Q&A session, where I address your pre-submitted questions with some practical advice. First, we have Sam asking, how do I know if I should switch my methodology mid-research? That's a great question, Sam. My suggestion is to regularly assess how well your current methodology is capturing the essence of your research aims. If you find that there's a significant gap or you're consistently facing obstacles that your current method can't overcome, it might be time to consider a change. Remember, it's about being adaptive, not indecisive. Now, on to Priya's question, what if I'm having trouble defining my research aims? Priya, this is a common challenge and it's perfectly okay. Start with a broad perspective and gradually narrow it down. Focus on what truly sparks your interest within your topic. Engage in conversations with peers or mentors for different perspectives. Aims can evolve, and that's part of the research journey. That's all for our Q&A today. Keep sending in those questions, and let's continue this engaging journey together. And just like that, we're wrapping up another episode of Dissertation in 90 Days. Let's quickly recap our key takeaways. Clarity in research aims is your North Star. Choose a methodology that aligns perfectly with these aims. Be open to adapting your methods as your research evolves, and don't forget to dodge those common pitfalls. I hope you're walking away today with some practical insights that you can apply to your dissertation journey. Before we sign off, a huge thank you to all our listeners for tuning in. Remember, you're not alone on this journey. Writers ER is here to support you. And if you're looking for a comprehensive guide, check out the playbook, How to Get Your Dissertation Approved in 6 months or Less by Dr. Anthony Robinson, who impressively completed 2 dissertations in just 6 months. You can download it at writersER.com/playbook. This is your host at Writers ER, reminding you that your dissertation is more than a requirement. It's a journey of discovery. Keep pushing forward, and until next time, keep making strides in your academic adventure.